Yeah, it's interesting because I can't think of a single migrant who's talked to me about coming because of Biden. I don't think that it's just not the language that people are using specifically. Folks, when because we that's one of the intake questions that we ask is why, what's the reason that you came up? I think that the reasons that folks are migrating, so those push factors, other than the addition now of the hurricanes, those reasons have maintained constant over the years, and it's just a question of whether people are able to move. So one of the reasons that there was a lower immigration for a time is also because borders were sealed because of coronavirus. So folks from Guatemala who maybe would have wanted to travel, it was more difficult for them to move even within the country. So what we're seeing, I think, is some pent-up demand. So pent-up migration that would have happened, would have been distributed over the course of many months, but instead is being a little bit more concentrated in this year.
And the Arizona Governor Doug Ducey was just at the border. He went to Douglas with and met with some local officials. He had a senator there from Florida. He said, you know, this was a crisis of President Joe Biden opening the borders. What do you say to the governor, to people who say it's a crisis that it's open borders?
Well, first of all, I think, especially since we're here in Arizona and you mentioned the reception in Yuma and that process, we have to recognize the extraordinary work of community organizations. You know, people of faith or people of goodwill in Phoenix and in Tucson and in Yuma are doing what they can to welcome folks and make access to the system possible. So it's hard for us to use the crisis language because that wouldn't, for us, especially as a Catholic organization, that would go. It would undervalue the opportunity that this is. This is an opportunity to welcome. It's an opportunity to grow as a community. And I'm really proud of Arizonans for how they've responded and their generosity. I would also say that it's a misnomer to believe that the border is open in any way, because we day after day are receiving pregnant women and families and kids who are sent back at all hours of the day and night to Nogales. So our concern is less with who is getting access to the asylum process, and more so the fact that we don't see any plan for how we're going to expand access to asylum and ensure that people's legal rights are respected. And what I think is especially important, there's been a lot of attention to people who are crossing through the desert. But the reality is that folks would like to be able to present at the port of entry and go through the process that way. But the ports of entry, as border residents know very well, including folks in Yuma, it's been a year and 2 days now since the ports have been closed to many different types of migration. And I know that's affected the Yuma economy, it's affected the Nogales economy, just the fact that people with tourist visas can't go back and forth. And we have ways to do this in a way that is safe and follows different COVID protocols. What we need to do is re-examine our approach to the border and especially realize that we are border communities. We're interconnected, San Luis Rio Colorado and Yuma, Nogales and Nogales. We're in interconnected spaces and we need the dynamism of that crossing. And there's ways that we can respect that and lift that up that promotes the rights and dignity of border residents as well as those of migrants.
Johanna Williams, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.